$3 movie tickets are coming soon to a theater near you this Saturday. We're talking any show, any format, including IMAX, at more than 3,000 participating theaters. It's being billed as a celebration, National Cinema Day. But we asked critic Bob Mondello what it says about the state of the film industry.
The first sign that pandemic-weary audiences might actually come back to cinemas in force was the cheers. Packed houses greeted Spider-Man No Way Home, and audiences ultimately rewarded their favorite web-slinger with almost $2 billion in ticket sales, a number that did not require any qualifiers like Best of the Pandemic Era. Spidey's pal Doctor Strange and Jurassic Dinosaurs each collected another billion in the spring, and then summer brought Minions and Thor and Tom Cruise,
Good morning, aviators,
whose Top Gun Maverick is still going strong.
This is your captain speaking.
As it closes in on $1.5 billion. So moviegoers are back, right? Sort of. Attendance has certainly grown this year, but it's still only at about two-thirds of pre-pandemic levels. Young audiences are fully back, but older moviegoers, the sort who should have powered Bullet Train and Elvis to bigger numbers, are still hesitant. So with just a few days of summer vacation left, theater owners are throwing a sort of Hail Mary pass, a one-day bargain, any show for $3, which is a price not seen at most theaters since Elliot and his new best bud took flight 40 years ago. It's an industry-wide promotion to deal with a looming industry-wide challenge. Fall is always a slower time for movie theaters, and if things slow from their current levels, theaters will be in serious trouble. So about three-quarters of all U.S. cinemas have signed on to participate on Saturday, from local repertory houses to AMC, Regal, Cinemark, more than 30,000 screens in all. You'll want to check to be sure your local theater is among them, but if it is, for a snappy $3 plus tax, you'll be able to see Top Gun Maverick in IMAX.
Having any fun yet?
Or Thor Love and Thunder in 3D, or take a family of four to a kid flick for about what a single ticket would usually cost. The theory being that once the ice is broken, patrons will be more likely to come back. Streaming's not going away, of course, and the pandemic, though it seems to be receding, could still throw a wrench in the works. But theater owners figure that after 2 years of not seeing an important segment of their audience, the folks that turn awards contenders into hits, it can't hurt to remind them that there's a kick to being audience members rather than an audience of one. And who knows, maybe with the money they save, they'll spring for the jumbo popcorn. I'm Bob Mondello.